Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mark Hochman.
My favorite ice cream truck treat is Cheetos.
Channing Crowder.
Hey, hey, Sugarfoot. I wake up, I piss excellence.
Alejandro Solana.
February.
You sound like asthma.
I'm naked right now.
All right. And moving on.
Sports.
Someone texts in, they want to know if you'll honk your horn.
How about that?
Now, why did Deerfield Beach proclaim a Channing Crowder Day?
No idea.
Don't throw eggs in my house, Crowder.
More sports.
Give me that donkey button and big old legs. I ain't too proud to beg.
No, I would never doo-doo here at the station.
The most sports.
You telling me you don't want to grab a beer in the middle of the night?
You know what I want for Hanukkah? I want a cameo from Aiken and Dunn.
The Hochman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Well, here we are at FLA Live Arena for All-Star Weekend. Now, we got a lot going on here, and we have some breaking news to start the show. Our broadcast from NHL All-Star Weekend is sponsored by Funky Buddha Brewery, hosting the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival, a free-to-attend all-day event at Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park tomorrow, with draft beers, live music, you know, all the action. I'm wearing my Funky Buddha hat right now. You can learn more at maplebaconcoffeeporter.com. But we are here at FLA Live Arena thanks to our friends at Funky Buddha. And we're excited because you've got the NHL All-Star Skills Competition tonight, which will be fun. And there's a lot of hustle and bustle and activity. You and I, we do plenty of shows from here. And yeah, you walked in today and you were like, there's a little different energy in the building today.
700 people waiting to move the stage out on the ice.
Yeah, did you see that downstairs? Yeah. Like, there's that whole staging area.
And to see the imaging go from All Panthers to now All-Star and all the colors, man, it's cool. This is going to be awesome.
Yeah, really cool. So Lana is here with us on site, which makes it even more exciting. I mean, we're having some fun, but there's some breaking news. I got to get to the stuff that I want to get to, but there is some breaking news. It is pretty shocking, only because I thought everything in Brooklyn had been situated, and I thought kind of KD and Kyrie were this tandem that were kind of, hey, you do your thing, I do my thing, but on the court, we're going to ball, which they have been.
Yeah.
Shams Charania from The Athletic and Stadium, he has tweeted out, breaking, Brooklyn Nets All-Star Kyrie Irving has requested a trade, league sources tell The Athletic and Stadium. The franchise has been informed that Irving prefers to move on ahead of the February 9th trade deadline or will leave in free agency in July.
That's wild.
I'm blown away by it only because I thought they kind of, you know, had withstood some nonsense from him. And now he wants out, and he's making it pretty clear, if that report is true, and Adrian Wojnarowski has the same thing. If that report is true, they don't have much of an option then. If he's telling you, I'm leaving when free agency rolls around, then you got to get something for him if you can.
Now, oh, yeah, 100%.
You may only be able to get Duncan Robinson, and if that's what you get, that's what you get. As my mom used to say, you get what you get, and you don't get upset.
I don't know if NBA free agency works that way.
You don't think Josiah would take the answer of, well, you get what you get, and you don't get upset.
Oh, sorry about that, Kyrie. No, do we have to give Kyrie a 24-hour window because we know he's emotional? And, like, you know him and him, he could have texted KD. KD doesn't text him back. Now he wants a trade.
Listen. KD wanted out before the season started, yep. And then everything got worked out. This, I mean, what? I'm sorry, and I know they're playing very well, but what a disaster. And that's what happens when you bring in disparate personalities, mm-hmm. march to their own drum. It's a wild turn of events to me. I know a lot of Heat fans would be interested in getting Kyrie Irving.
Oh, yeah.
He might actually get some minutes in the fourth quarter. I don't know if you've watched a Heat game lately. Kyle Lowry doesn't seem to make it to the court.
Justified.
In the fourth quarter. Solana, would you be interested in Kyrie to the Heat?
It's tough, man. I would love a point guard who could play meaningful minutes in a game and not sit out four straight games in the fourth quarter. I'd love a point guard who could score a point by halftime. Yes. I don't know, man. Like, what are you getting? A guy who's never happy, who obviously has made some grave mistakes in terms of his social media activity. I don't know. I can't imagine, given what's transpired this year, the Heat would make a play, but
never know.
You never know, because he is one of the best point guards in the league, and what you're missing
when
is
he's balling.
I was gonna say, fellas,
what the Heat need is a Kyrie Irving.
Mm-hmm. And let's think about it. Like you brought up, it would justify it too, Solana. You bring up all the off the court stuff, all the foolishness in the past, all the extracurricular, quote unquote. He is a walking bucket. That's what we need. We talk about not having that offensive star.
When he's playing.
Yes. So now, like I said, he can wake up and say, temperature dropped too fast last night. I don't feel good. But doesn't Heat culture, man, Solana, wouldn't Heat culture fix that? That's what's supposed to happen. You come here and you change.
So I view it two ways. You bring in stars who, you know, are very have exuberant personalities, and the Heat figure out a way to manage that. You could take that approach. You could also take the approach that the Heat are on the forefront of every social issue in the NBA, and some of what Kyrie has done this year, whether you agree with it or not, the Heat wouldn't fly with that. We saw what they did with Myers Leonard, one racial slur, and they traded him as soon as they could after a suspension.
Myers Leonard, not exactly Kyrie Irving, though. Let's be honest, and I'm speaking as a Jewish man, first of all, and allow me to say this. The Myers Leonard thing, it was abhorrent, and then he apologized and learned from his mistakes, and I'm fine with him. Like but that's my personality. Yeah. I know some people, it's like, no. Kyrie Irving, you know, the Jewish stuff, I wasn't even that outraged by it, because I don't think he was necessarily endorsing that film that he retweeted out, whilst it seemed like an implicit endorsement. The stuff that bothers me from Kyrie Irving socially is him retweeting Alex Jones. I find Alex Jones to be just an irredeemable person. We're here at FLA Live Arena. This is going to get too heavy for our show, so I'm going to move on. There is a memorial downstairs for the kids who were murdered at Parkland. Yeah. And Alex Jones has made a cottage industry of making the parents of murdered school children miserable, more miserable than so. For me, it's all about Alex Jones. You retweet that guy and tell me that guy has some valid things to say, I'm done on you. I'm out on you. So I've always been out on Kyrie Irving since then, and I'm reminded of it more when I walk down here and I see the memorial to the Stoneman Douglas kids, because I know what he did. What was it? Newtown up in the Northeast. It was
that's the one he got, had a lawsuit against him, and
yeah,
all that
and he's
yeah.
been losing. I mean, he's just. I mean, anyone who could do that to parents of kids who were murdered, accuse them of being crisis actors and all that nonsense. If you can do that, you are irredeemable in my eyes. I speak as a parent, and so anyone who can listen to him while knowing that he's done that is not anybody that I want to be around. Yeah. So that's my delineation between wanting Kyrie and not.
And Kyrie's put himself in a situation where I'm sure there are Brooklyn Nets fans that feel the same way about the Alex Jones situation, about every situation we're talking about with Kyrie. And to the Myers-Leonard comparison, he's good enough for an organization to have to make that decision.
Yep.
I'm with you. I don't think he'd make the decision. I'll be honest. I know we're talking and working through it because it just happened. But when he walks into any room, people look at him funny. Now you have to give him hundreds of millions of dollars and attach your name to his face and his opinions or the opinions he supports. It's a tough situation Kyrie's put himself in, and every organization is talking about it. We're talking about it, and every organization read that and is talking about it. Whew. Could we even think about bringing Kyrie here?
I don't even think he's a bad guy. I don't. I think he's one of these guys that says, I have to be so open to all the information. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that as well. But also, you do have to pick, in my opinion, you have to be able to identify really bad people and say, I'm not going to have an open mind around that guy. Like, I'll have an open mind on things that I don't understand or things that I've thought. Well, like, I'm all for it. Really bad people, anybody who can attack parents whose kids have been murdered at school, I got no use for you. You are irredeemable. So, anyway.
Yes.
But it wouldn't super surprise me if the Heat work a deal because Kyrie is a whale. Mm-hmm. And the Heat like to go whale shopping.
His mental health. Like, when some people think of mental health, they think of the crazy guy under the bridge screaming and talking to the pole. There are different levels of mental health. Kyrie has something going on because it's just year after year of him being on the wrong side of this. Every topic, every situation, a bunch of things. People questioning him as a man, not as a player, questioning him as a man. You need to reevaluate yourself, Kyrie. To be honest, if I knew Kyrie – that's what I would tell him. Bro, sit back and look at this from the outside.
Like, you want to figure out if the earth is round or flat, go ahead, knock yourself out. You want to watch a film that most people would say is anti-Semitic, but you want to watch it yourself and make your – what? Knock yourself out. It's the Alex Jones things I can't get past. That's it for me.
Foolishness.
But anyway, so we're at FLA Live Arena. Here's what we know right now. Vic Fangio is a Dolphin. Bam Adebayo is an All-Star. And we're getting ready for the All-Star Skills Competition tonight. So I think we have a pretty good Friday ahead of us. So we have a varied guest list today. Darren Revell is going to join us in the 2 o'clock hour here. I'm going to consider him the first Super Bowl guest in Super Bowl season, right?
Like,
because
it.
We usually see him out on Radio Row. We're not going there. We'll do our faux Radio Row. Darren Revell is going to join us. He's got some interesting tidbits about the Super Bowl that's coming up. I always find that stuff to be super interesting. Mike Cugno is going to join us today. Steve Goldstein's going to stop by. The commissioner, Gary Bettman, is supposed to join us up here. Mm-hmm. Will it happen or not? I don't know. I know he's a pretty busy guy,
yeah.
And we're, you know, four guys at a table, you know. but there is the, like, the commissioner's club is right down the hallway here, like right down the entranceway. So at some point, he's got to make his way up here.
So we're the media staying outside his house waiting for him to come home?
Something like that.
I like it.
Something like that. So we have a varied guest list today. And then Monday, don't forget, we're going to be at the Watsco Center in Coral Gables. We're going to do the show before the UM-Duke game. So we have good shows ahead of us. Let's get headlines. Alejandro Solana is here with us. Let us get headlines with the aforementioned Alejandro Solana.
This sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. You know, I always knew Vic Fangio would end up in Miami. I mean, just a man of his word, fangs. Anybody that ever
doubted
him.
You've always been his biggest fan.
I really was. You know, I've been rooting for this guy since day one. Anybody who doubted Fang, shame on you. We got the report yesterday from Adam Schefter. After speaking with multiple teams about their DC position, Vic Fangio has decided to join the Dolphins as their defensive coordinator. Will accept the position officially after the Super Bowl.
I would say this broke yesterday, and I was still in Vegas, and I went to the dodgeball game and all that foolishness that the NFL – this is real all-star.
I want to ask you about that.
It's a children running around.
Tyler Huntley showed out yesterday, by the way. I saw the highlights. Yeah. Dude was as accurate as anyone out there.
Yeah, he should go in the professional dodgeball league then because he's not. But I was there. People were coming up to me knowing that I'm in Miami. I don't even think they know I do the Dolphins or they were congratulating me on Fangio. So to your point, like league-wide, this man is something to come up to a media member of a market and congratulate him for being there. It was off. It was surprising to me when the first dude did. It was a Raider scout. It was like, "Hey Crowder, boy, you got Fangio, man. Congratulations." I was like, "Huh? Thank you."
I
asked thank you in a question. Thank you? I don't know. So this dude is respected.
I love him.
No, you don't love
Fangs,
him.
Baby. My guy.
That's your dude.
Do they make jerseys for offensive coordinators? Because
right. I want to get a Fangio jersey. Oh, yeah. We should get Josh Appel a Fangio jersey.
Oh, 100%.
The other bit of Dolphins news, Matt Applebaum out after one season as the Dolphins offensive line coach yesterday as well.
Now what do I do with my Applebaum jersey?
There were several reports yesterday. A coordinator, Doug Nussmeier, was, quote, a candidate of deep interest, according to footballscoop.com, for the Miami Hurricanes offensive coordinator opening, but nothing official yet. And then, yes, Bam Adebayo named to his second All-Star game. Jimmy Butler, not a reserve, not a member of the All-Star team. The Heat lost by 2 yesterday in New York, crushing loss. I'm still upset about it. They play the Bucks tomorrow at 8. Canes Hoops tomorrow, top 25 battle, number 23 UM at Clemson, number 20, 3 p.m. on QAM.
Yeah, you can hear that right here, QAM.
Yeah, and then your All-Star schedule today, the skills competition begins at 7 p.m. It's live on ESPN here from FLA Live Arena. Your weather, sponsored by DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Call them, 866-954-MORE. It is.
You're looking out the big windows here.
I got a huge window, man.
I mean, if you don't get the weather right today, shame on you.
It's a nice day. The wind's blowing. I see the flags blowing.
Some puffy clouds in the sky.
Yeah.
Puffy.
Yeah. It's nice, man. It's a nice day.
Those are cumulus.
Cumulus clouds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You didn't know that, Solana.
Anything else?
No. It's your weather.
All right. Darren Revelle is going to join us in the next segment. We'll do our faux radio roll. We'll get it started a day early.
Let's go.
If you will.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Happy birthday, Greg Little.
Hawk.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And Crowder. All right, we are live at FLA Live Arena. You've got NHL All-Star action tonight. Our broadcast here from NHL All-Star Weekend, sponsored by Funky Buddha Brewery, hosting the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival tomorrow. Free to attend. It is all day at Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park. And if you want to learn more, just go to maplebaconcoffeeporter.com.
And when you see the big black dude laying in the grass, he's going to bounce back. Leave him alone.
That's Crowder. He's like one of the – he's like, you know, when the iguanas freeze.
Yes.
They're not dead. Same thing with Crowder. Every year at the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival, you may see him. It may look like he's in trouble. He's not. He is having the time of his life.
That grass is so comfortable.
Our friend Darren Revell is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Darren Revell, one of the most well-known experts in sports business and sports gambling and sports and memorabilia collecting, and huge social media presence. He's got nearly 2 million followers on Twitter now, and he's very active on Instagram as well. If you don't follow him, I find him to be a fascinating individual, and he is with us now. Hello, Darren.
How are we doing? Good to be back with you guys.
Good to hear your voice. So we're at the NHL All-Star Weekend. You've got the skills competition tonight. But we're going to consider you our first Super Bowl guest, because next week is always a special week. Sometimes we see you at Radio Row. We're not going. We don't have the funds this year. So we do a faux Radio Row. We pretend we're on Radio
Row. Telling family business.
So let me start. I'm going to start with a Super Bowl gambling question, Darren. Have you made your pick yet? I follow your picks, you know, every week during the NFL season on social media. Have you made your pick for the game? And are there any props that you're kind of keying in on already?
I like the Eagles -1.5. I think Mahomes will be better, and obviously they can shoot him up with whatever they want, but it's more about that I feel like the Eagles are more balanced. I don't think that they can stop Travis Kelce, but I think the Eagles are more balanced. I think obviously Jalen can run and Mahomes won't be able to run in the same way, and I just think the Eagles are the team to beat here. As far as props go, I'm going to go with heads for the coin toss. The reason why is because I think most of the time the officials start with heads, and there's actually a Stanford study that says that there's a 51% chance of hitting heads or tails depending on what it starts at. So if it starts at heads, you have an edge. If it starts at tails, you have an edge on tails. And there's no vig, so there's no juice. So it could be a really good bet.
Speaking about the prop bets, do you go in order? Because you started out with the coin toss. I thought you might start with the national anthem first to get them lined up. Yeah. How do you decide on those bets?
It's weird. Like the national anthem, you know, a lot of states don't allow the national anthem because, you know, it's human controlled. I mean, so is the coin toss, but unless they have a string, I don't think it's really controlled. There's some states that don't actually allow MVP betting because it's controlled by journalists, even though it's, you know, an aggregate of them. Huh. There's some crazy ones. I just put out an article on some of the more insane ones out there. So one of them is, will the Super Bowl be a scoregammy? Now, you know, scoregammy is a unique score never before happened in NFL history. So there's been so they're giving you 16-1 if it's a unique score. So there's been 1,075 unique scores. There were 3 unique scores all this year. and there have been three Super Bowl unique scores. So, but it's 16 to 1. The odds should be closer to like 90 to 1. And then there's one, will a player get ejected? Only one player has ever got ejected from a Super Bowl. That's a 10 to 1, and it should be like, because of that, it should be like 55 to 1. And then have you guys heard about the octopus?
No.
The octopus is if a player scores a touchdown and then scores the following two-point conversion, thus Ooh. 8 points.
I like that. So there's been- 8 points, right. Oh, I like that. What are the okay, odds have so- to be astronomical.
Right. Well, no. I mean, it's 14. See, that's why I just don't, again, it's like you look at these things and it's just they're not giving you anything close to true odds. So the odds are 14 to 1 of it happening. But since the 1994 NFL season, which is when they started two-point conversions, there's been 7,785 games and only 175 octopi. So it should be about 43 to 1, and it's 14 to 1. There have
Great
been
stat.
Yeah, so it's interesting. But both quarterbacks this year, Hurts and Mahomes, have converted octopi. So that's kind of interesting.
That's
28
exactly,
Super Bowls. 28 Super Bowls, only and there's been 10 two-point conversions and no octopi.
This is exactly why I like talking to Darren Revelle and why I follow him on social media, because it's those little nuggets there that I love that, you know. So now you know an octopus and how many octopi have been. That is a yeah. great little nugget.
It's good to talk at the Super Bowl party, right? You make yourself smarter because no one's heard of it.
Right, yeah, it's a great icebreaker right there.
Stealing all this stuff.
Hey, you expecting an octopus tomorrow? And they go, huh, what are you talking about? And you go, well, let me explain there to you exactly what I'm talking about.
Anywhere in terms of, like, you're not going to get face value anymore. It's amazing. Today is the 21st anniversary of Tom Brady's first Super Bowl, and that's the Super Bowl that I got a ticket for $100, a $400 face value. It will never happen again. It's just one of those situations where it was after 9/11. The Superdome was gated. It took 2 hours to get in. So, like, last-minute sales were slow. And then it also had the Mardi Gras was going on at the same time. So you couldn't get, like, a last-minute hotel within 50 miles. It had everything. It was the perfect Super Bowl for it to be the cheapest. But there aren't any values anymore.
And, Darren, speaking of that, the ticket value, does it have more to do with the venue, you know, the city it's in and, you know, all the stuff that's going on, or the matchup?
I think the venue helps. It helps it's not Detroit, you know, where the Friday before the Super Bowl it was snowing. But, hey, you know, Pittsburgh, those guys still showed up. You know, and obviously just great traditions in the Chiefs and the Eagles, which I think, you know, does make a difference. I'm trying to think of, like, at the end, there weren't that many teams that were going to spoil that, unless somehow you got the Jaguars. I don't know if they'd travel in the same way.
Darren Revelle is with us. You mentioned Tom Brady and this being the anniversary of that first Super Bowl. I saw an interesting tweet from Darren Revelle this week, because he's got a $375 million payday waiting for him from Fox Sports. You tweeted that you think he might not ever exercise his broadcast partnership with Fox, that he might walk away from it. Why is that?
Yeah, I mean, you'd think, given the FTX thing and who knows how much he lost there and having to give whatever he had to Giselle, I mean, people are like, don't you think there's a prenup? I'm like, yeah, Giselle had one, not Tom. I mean, she made more than him. But, yeah, no, I think, you know, I think he's kind of quirky. I think I don't know how good he feels he would be at it. I don't know if people think he's going to be good. I mean, Fox obviously thought. But I think he's such a competitor that I feel like he's going to criticize everything. So I don't know. I you know, that it's not an independent thought. I've had people say, you know, people in the know, not like anyone from Fox, but say, like, they could see that happening. Where he could just kind of like disappear or just do business. Listen, he's got the businesses with his TB12, with his he's got his own clothing line, you know, so we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. Maybe he won't satisfy the end of that thing. I mean, broadcasters, as you guys have known, have been hit or miss here with players. Like Greg Olson, great. You know, Tony Romo, great. Not so much on Jason Witten and Drew Brees.
Well, Romo's getting criticized. They had to reprimand
now
him or something.
Yeah.
Kind of jumped the shark, Tony Romo. Why
is
his
honeymoon is kind of over. Yeah.
Yeah, what happened with Romo? What do you think? Because, you know, the story came out. Romo actually spoke on it. He was like, yeah, I'm working through some things and, you know, trying to figure this thing out. He was great, and now he's not good.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe he's just not predicting enough plays. I don't know. Because that was the hype in the beginning. They're like, oh, my God, he knows. He knows everything. He knows what's going to happen. Maybe he just got overhyped on those things.
And Greg Olson has been so good, though. That guy has
been really unbelievably good.
I had to go look it up because I haven't heard him call a game and y'all were praising him. He's good.
He's really good. Yes. Yeah. Darren Revell is with us. So here's the stuff that interests me, right? The pop culture side of everything. If people listen to this show, you know that I love sports gambling and I love pop culture. And there's a melding of the two for this year's Super Bowl. I think Super Bowl commercials are one of the greatest pop culture events of the year. I enjoy the Super Bowl commercials as much as I do the game, sometimes more than the game. And then there's more gambling surrounding the Super Bowl, as evidenced by the first question I asked Darren, but there's more gambling surrounding the Super Bowl than any other one-day event. So tell us, Darren, what's going on with Coors Light and Miller Lite for the Super Bowl? Because from what I see, it is the first ever advertisement that fans can bet on and win real money. Explain this to
us. So technically, it's not betting because people in Florida can participate. You go to DraftKings and they ask you 12 questions about what will happen in this commercial. Will it be a Miller Lite commercial? Will it be a Coors commercial? What will be the animal behind the bar? Will there be facial hair? Will the silver bullet train go through? And basically the idea being that, I mean, you know, Mark, it's gotten boring recently because so many of these advertising agencies want to prove their worth by saying, oh, look, he got a million hits on YouTube before the game. Then you're at the game and you're like, I've seen this already. So they kind of wanted to bring it back to the, you know, get on the edge of your couch and be able to kind of get a piece of the action. And in that sense, you know, it's a free-to-play contest where you answer 12 questions. There's $500,000 they're giving away, and they're going to split it up depending on who gets the most answers right. And they've shot a bunch of these commercials, and only one person within the Molson Coors family knows exactly which one is going in.
So it's pretty genius, no, right? Because now you have a vested interest in the commercial. It's not just,
right,
oh, entertain me. It's I have a vested interest in the commercial because, first of all, you've interacted with the brand beforehand. Because where do you have to go? Do you have to go to DraftKings to enter?
Yes, free to play every state, yep.
So you go to DraftKings. First, you're interacting with the brand and the advertisers, and then think about this. This is so genius. You're specifically waiting for an advertisement to appear during a game.
Say, hold on. Here it is. Everyone be quiet.
Right.
And they've probably printed out their sheet, right? Here's how I answer the questions. They score it, you know, and then it will be immediately scored, and then you find out how much you win. So it's programming people to, you know, in a world where there's repeats because they've seen it already, to say, all right, let's go. Let you pay attention to this now.
Yeah, it's so genius.
It makes, honestly,
you've got people now, because you would still wait for commercials if you knew that, you know, I remember the old Jerry Seinfeld Amex commercial or something. Mm-hmm. Like, if there was a celebrity that you know is going to be in a commercial, you might be looking forward to it. If there's a movie trailer that you want to see, it hasn't been seen before, you might be looking forward to it. But this one, you have a vested interest in the outcome of the commercial. I find it, as, you know, somebody who's interested in advertising, and obviously radio is built on advertising, I just find it to be such a genius marketing maneuver saying, hey, watch this commercial, and if you, you know, play along in advance, you could win money based on the outcome of this commercial. I just think it is absolutely
it's pretty
brilliant.
Cool.
DraftKings is where you go to do that. We should probably do that and get registered. Are you going
you
to Radio
anywhere,
Row?
Yeah.
You going to Radio Row in Phoenix?
I should be at Radio Row. I'll be in Phoenix, so
you look forward to it? I like being out there. Many people don't. We don't have the budget to go, so we're not going.
No, I like being out there. I mean, you know, I think I think people are interested in what I have to say because I'm not like the 800th time they've asked about the game. So, you know, and I like when people react to what I have to say or give people nuggets that are different from everything else.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons I say, like, honestly, especially around Super Bowl time, if you follow Darren on Twitter or Instagram, like, you'll see some of the prices for some of the concessions at the Super Bowl. And sometimes it is just jaw-dropping. Like, it really, I get such a kick out of that stuff. So,
and I go to all the events I go to. I use Darren's stuff as icebreakers all the time. Yeah. It's awkward. Yeah. Everything's awkward with these people.
There's always some kind of nugget.
Hey, did you hear about the octopus?
Oh, Darren, this octopus is getting some run this year.
I am using that one for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly.
There you go. Darren Revell. Follow him on Twitter. Follow him on Instagram. And you could check out DraftKings.com if you want to get in on this Coors Light, Miller Light Super Bowl commercial promotion. It's pretty cool. Thanks for making time for us, Darren. Always enjoy it.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
There you go. Darren Revell. I love that. I think it is a brilliant idea.
Yes.
If I could figure out a way to do that with one of my live reads, I would do that because it makes it like you're looking forward to it.
It doesn't happen a lot, but when he started talking about that, I said, why the hell did that not happen before? It's 2023. Yeah. Nobody came with that idea. DraftKings got some bread, and they're about to make more bread.
That's why I love Super Bowl week, and I understand we're not there yet, but we're going to get those kind of nuggets all week next week. We're going to talk prop bets. We're going to talk game, but we're going to talk ancillary stuff with the concessions, all that stuff. I love Super Bowl week. And I love where we are right now, FLA Live Arena, NHL All-Star Skills Contest tonight. You see the arena is all decked out here in All-Star logos, and it is a I was watching the run-through on the ice earlier as we were as they're getting ready. I mean, we've done a million shows here. I mean, how often have you seen employees here this early during our show? 2:41, it is usually you, me, and Tree, and maybe the security dog. That's about
that's dog.
This place is swimming with people, crawling with people. So we'll be here till 6 o'clock. We are expecting at some point this evening the commissioner, Gary Bettman, to join us. That'll be cool. Mike Cugno in the 3 o'clock hour. Steve Goldstein in the 4 o'clock hour. Big show for you on this Friday. Let's take a break here. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
I don't want to hear Jimmy Eats World. What am I, the Vans Warp Tour?
Hock and Crowder.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, back at FLA Live Arena. And I have posted some video before the show started, just if you want to get a feel for it. Now, we are doing video now for our show, and Solana posts the video. Looks Crowder smiling at the camera right now. I have to look at the feed. It is strange because I'm sitting right next to you and I'm sitting right next to Solana, but we're also seeing each other in like four separate boxes. But Solana posts video on the YouTube channel after every show. So it's 560 WQAM on YouTube, and you can watch some of the clips. But in addition to that, on my Instagram, Radio Mark Hockman, I did a little behind the scenes when I got here, and I'll do more throughout the night. And I posted something for the super followers as well on Twitter. So we're trying to give you a little view of what's going on. I was looking at some of the stuff that's coming up tonight here. So do you know, there's all these contests. There's seven contests tonight for the skills contest. Do you know what they are? It is the Upper Deck NHL Fastest Skater.
Yep.
Great Clips NHL Breakaway Challenge. And Matthew Tkachuk is in the Breakaway Challenge.
What's that, just skater versus goalie?
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool.
Which is cool. The Discover NHL Tendy Tandem. A little nickname for a goaltender, a Tendy.
Oh.
And it's eight goaltenders will participate in this event with one goalie from each division designated the shooting goalie and one in-net goalie. The shooting goalies will earn points based on the accuracy of their shots at the net, and the in-net goalies will face rushes of 3-2 or one player based on the number of points earned by the shooting goalie in their tandem.
That's cool.
Now, I was told there would be no math, so I'm not certain that that event is for me. There's the now, certain competitions have already taken place that they've taped them during this week at different locales. The Enterprise NHL Splash Shot, that competition took place on the beach in Fort Lauderdale. And let me see, Matthew Tkachuk was in that one as well.
What is the splash shot?
I don't really know.
I have it here. It's actually pretty cool. It incorporates a dunk tank, but rather than throwing
oh, you gotta hit a
ball,
puck at it?
You have to hit the puck to splash the person in the dunk tank.
That's the safest dunk tanker ever, isn't it? That's impossible.
Well, that's how good these guys are.
They hit that little bitty play.
Well, it can't be much of a competition if nobody hits it. I don't know if they would air it tonight. The Honda NHL Accuracy Shooting, Alexander Barkov is in that competition. The Chipotle NHL Pitch and Puck, using a combination of hockey and golf shots. Four NHL All-Stars will play a par four featuring an island green, and the lowest score wins. Our friend Josh Appel was out there at the golf course watching that when
now
they taped it.
That sounds cool.
And then the Geico NHL Hardest Shot, which is, you know, for speed, which is always fun to watch. But the some of the judges who are here tonight, now I don't know who this is, Solana. Maybe you can help me out. Special guests will serve as judges for the Great Clips NHL Breakaway Challenge, including actors Adam DeMarco from White Lotus and Dylan Playfair from Hulu's Letterkenny. Now, I don't know what Letterkenny is, but you know I love White Lotus. Which character was Adam DeMarco?
Adam DeMarco was... Who's our guy from
Michael Imperioli?
Michael Imperioli's son.
F. Murray Abraham's grandson.
Correct.
Michael Imperioli's son. All right, so that's cool. So he's going to be here tonight.
Is he famous?
White Lotus was good. Okay. It can't be that famous because I'm asking who he is.
I pulled him up. Never seen this guy.
And WWE superstars Montez Ford and Angelo Dawkins, known as the tag team The Street Profits, are going to be here judging as well.
I don't know.
All right. Well, now you know.
You know who else?
If you don't know, now you know.
You know who else will be making an appearance tonight?
Who?
This is Crowder's boy, Liberto Ruango.
That is true.
Liberto coming?
He'll be a celebrity goalie tonight in the Breakaway Challenge.
Yeah, Roberto Luongo will be here. There's going to be some action tonight. Anyway, we're at FLA Live Arena. You can watch it all tonight on ESPN or ESPN Plus, and then tomorrow's game, the actual All-Star game, on ABC. And we're going to have some fun up until 6 o'clock tonight, so don't go anywhere.
Hawk and Crowder.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.